Then, the same verse explains, the king of the north will come. And now this attack and this war is described in so many passages. I put several here. You see, from Daniel, Joel, and many passages in Isaiah. Isaiah 10, 14, 28, 29, 30, 33. And in Micah 4 and 5. And also Zechariah 12 to 14 is speaking about this attack. And there are more passages. So the Bible is full of this attack from the north. Daniel 11, 40b. And the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships. You see, he will come with his ground forces, but also on the Mediterranean, with the ships. So we can already make illustrations of this upcoming war by the precision of the biblical prophecy. Then the text goes on, and he shall enter into the countries, not only into Israel, but they will conquer other countries that would not like to be under this control, but they have to go under this control. And he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. He shall enter also into the glorious land. This is not Australia. Neither Switzerland. This is determined in the Bible for the chosen land of Israel, which is a glorious land, isn't it? Into the glorious land. And many countries shall overthrow. But these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon. That's most interesting. Why? Edom, in biblical times, was the territory in Jordan, south of the Dead Sea. Moab is the territory in today's Jordan, on the other side of the Dead Sea, where the remnant of Israel will flee into. And then Moab will, Ammon is just the north of Jordan. The capital name, Ammon, comes from this people name, Ammon. So he will not be able to invade these exceptions. The north will be partially invaded because only the chief or the rich of the children of Ammon will escape. You see, not the general people, only the chief. So he will invade, and therefore I put this flesh over northern Jordan, you see. That's the precision of scriptures. When the Bible says just the kings of the east, I would not make a map and insisting this is China, this is Korea. No. But when the Bible is precise, we can also be precise. That's the point. And then we go on. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. So there will be still an inner Islamic conflict. Egypt would not like to go with this Islamic state of the north, you see, but has to. They will conquer all Israel and then go forth and also conquer the land of Egypt. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt. So they will get the money of Egypt. This is important for an army to go ahead, yeah? With all the needs of an army. But then the text says, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. So Libya, that is already under ISIS for a good part, will be with this army of the king of the north. so they can just take Egypt in between, and Ethiopians. Now in Hebrew this is Cush, and Cush in the Bible is not Ethiopia of today, in the first line, but was always a country south of Egypt, which we call today Sudan. But in the Bible, this is Ethiopia in biblical times. Therefore, the Ethiopian in Acts 8, this important minister of the Candace, he was from Sudan. This was Ethiopia at that time. And you know that Sudan is a Muslim region. So they will also go together with the king of the north. That's the vision of ISIS. But you see, Africa will be included into this army from the north. But then we read in Daniel 11:44, but tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. The king of the north in Egypt. Then he hears from the north tidings, bad tidings. Yes. There will be a covenant of 7 years. The Western world connected to Israel under the false prophet. So they have to intervene and help Antichrist in Israel against this invasion from the north. Therefore they have to bring their armies to Armageddon. They will not come to Armageddon because they know soon Jesus Christ will come back. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. They don't believe a return of Christ. But they will go just to intervene. It will be really a clash of civilizations. But also, not only from the north, but also bad tidings from the east. And this is the moment of Revelation 16, where the Bible says that the kings of the east, beyond Euphrates River, they will intervene. And so, the most important thing for the king of the north is, of course, the Temple Mount. When the king of the north will conquer the whole land of Israel, he will conquer Jerusalem and also the Temple Mount. And then go to Egypt, but when he hears these bad tidings from the north and from the east, he will return to the land of Israel in order to take a second stand at Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. Because this is really the most important. Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. Now in Revelation 16:16 we read about the armies from the Western world, from the Roman Empire, and he gathers them together. He is God. And he gathers them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. What is Armageddon? You see, this plain, I took this photo from Mount Tabor down into the plain of Armageddon, also called the Valley of Jezreel. This is a valley of 740 square kilometers. So just to bring in the armies and to have a stand in the Holy Land. But what is interesting, Armageddon is just behind the city, the modern city of Haifa. And in Haifa you find the largest seaport and military seaport of Israel in the Mediterranean. So when the warships of the Western world have to come to the Middle East, they have to go to Haifa. And therefore the plain of Armageddon, just behind, is just made to receive the troops of these armies.